Okay, 1 John chapter 3. Wow, look at the time. I guess I'm going to have to continue this next week because there's so much in here. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible reads, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him." Right here in this passage, it says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." Amen? Amen. We are children of God. Our Father is the King of the universe. You and I are princes and princesses. You know, my wife was telling me, I think it was one of the Sundays I was gone, some of the little kids came to her and said, "Hey, where's the prince? We missed the prince." They're talking about me. But you see, you are all princes and princesses of God. Amen? Amen? We're all royalty. Right now, this world does not know us. They're about to. Amen? When the trumpet sounds, we're going to find out who God's children really are. Are you with me? According to the scriptures. But you see, it says God has lavished love on us, that we should be called children of God. The Greek word is pronounced peruseu, P-E-R-I-S-S-E-U-O. It means to furnish one richly so that he has an abundance. It means to be in affluence, to abound, to overflow, having more than enough, overflowing surplus. That is how much love God has showered on you and has showered on me. And I think too many times we don't think about it. God loves us so much that the Bible tells us in John 3:16 that He gave His one and only Son so that you and I will not perish. That is how much love God has for me and for you. I'm here to tell you this morning, in case you haven't realized it yet, that there is nothing God will not do for you. As His child. Now you say, "Well, I'm a child of God. I can go out and mess up." You know, if you go ahead and do that, there are consequences for your actions. Are you with me? Yeah, God may decide to bail you out of that situation, but you will still suffer the consequences of that. Are you with me? But God loves us so much. The Bible says He lavished His love on us. You know, it was so encouraging to be in Abidjan. You know, for months, they had, quote-unquote, two presidents. They had an election, and the guy who lost the election, you know, said, "You know, I won the election, so I'm president." The guy who lost says, "No, I didn't lose the election." And so they had two presidents, and they were fighting each other. And for months, it wasn't safe to go outside. As a matter of fact, when I went to visit Fred's parents, they showed me some of the bullet holes in their home as the two sides were fighting each other. Because unfortunately, they live very close to the place and the hotel where the president now was based. And so they were fighting each other. So I said, "Where were you hiding when all this stuff was going on?" So they showed me the wall very close to where we took the picture. It was intense. The amazing thing is, through all that stuff, through all that fighting, we didn't lose one single disciple in that church. Now, a couple of them were injured, you know, with gunshot wounds to the leg. But we didn't lose anybody. Because God is always watching out for us. I've been told there was a period of 2 weeks that they couldn't go outside. No water, no food. They ran out of food. Just being home, because you couldn't go outside. Everything was closed. There was fighting going on. But you see, God always takes care of His children. And so the question I want to ask you this morning is, do you really know how much God loves you? Do you really know? You know, if I ask any little kid in here how much their parents love them, I know what the answer is going to be. They're going to tell me their parents love them very, very much. But it's amazing how sometimes as adults, we forget that concept. We don't really appreciate it. There is nothing I would not do for my kids. Now, obviously, I'm not going to sin for them. But there is nothing I would not do for my children. There is nothing you would not do for your kids. What makes you think there is anything God would not do for us? Amen? And I think so many times we don't appreciate that. We don't really understand it. And that's why I'm talking about this. You know, on the way going, I always do this every time, I go out of town or whatever it is. I told Sarah, I said, you know what, if I don't make it back, take care of yourself, take care of these kids. I said, oh, don't stop talking loud. I said, you know what, you never know. You just never know. And so I get on Delta, on the way going, we're in the middle of the Atlantic. I'm trying to get some sleep. I put some earplugs in and I'm actually asleep. And all of a sudden, all I heard was this incredible scream. The whole plane just screamed because the plane just went, woo! I said, okay. This is it. Church, I kid you not, I started saying my last prayers. I did. I said, God, take care of my wife. Take care of my kids. Take care of your church. I'm going to miss them. And then it dawned on me, wait a second. When they have my memorial service, there's not going to be a casket because I'm going to be in the middle of the Atlantic somewhere. All this stuff is going through my head as I'm praying. And it's amazing. You know, we got through that turbulence and obviously made it. I said, okay, I guess this is not it. It's not time yet. Now, I didn't tell Sarah that on the phone until I got back home because I knew she would get very nervous. But it's funny, on the way back, something similar happened where this time, you know how it is when you're in a house or in a car and there's hail falling? You know that sound? All of a sudden, again, in the middle of the Atlantic, just start hearing that sound. Clank, 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 clank. I was like, what in the world? That's ice. And the only thing I know from everything I've seen on TV is that ice and plane, that's not a good combination. It sounded like ice just breaking off and just hitting the side of the plane. I was like, uh-oh. I guess it's now. But this time I didn't say my last prayers. Because the flight attendants were very calm and they say it's nothing. This is normal. This. Like, really? It's normal? Okay. No problem. But here I am. But you see, God loves us. God loves you. There is nothing God will not do for you. God is not stingy with his love. He says he's lavished it on us. In a manner of speaking, if you think about it, we're spoiled kids. We really are, as God's children. I mean, think about all the things God has done for you since you've been born. Everything he's blessed you with. Every journey you've taken and you've made it back safely. Every illness he's brought you through. I mean, think about it. That's a lot. And then to even think about the fact that this earth, as we know it, this is the only place right now that we know of in the universe that can support life. And here we are. And he's taking care of us, provides for us. Why? Because he's a loving father. Amen? And I want to encourage us to think more about this. Because believe me, the devil is going to come many, many times. And get you to focus on the things that you don't have. Make God out to be the bad guy. Like he doesn't care about you. That's the reason why you don't have this, or you don't have this, or you can't do this, or you've not achieved this. Remember, scripture says he's a liar. Every time the liar shows up, I tell him to get lost. Amen? God loves you. God loves me. God has lavished his love on you and continues to lavish his love on you. I mean, think about it. You and I could not get out of bed in the morning if it wasn't for the love of God. You know, I shared Bert and Julia's story, you know, with the two major blood vessels. And in all churches, people gasped. They couldn't believe it. You know, one of the ladies that I showed in the picture, the ones that she's the mother of the friends of my kids when we're there. She's a medical doctor. And I had lunch with them Sunday afternoon. She was saying, you know what, the odds of that, it is so remote. When I shared their story, the church was clapping. Because God cares. God saw them. God saw that situation even before they married one another. The same thing goes for Joe and Lisa. When Joe was getting married to Lisa, he had no idea that God was going to use him later on to save the life of his wife. That's not an accident. You know, Thursday night, we heard the prayer request that our brother Jerome was going in for surgery on Friday. He's been in a lot of pain. Jerome normally plays the keyboard for us every Sunday, but he's had a very hard several months here. And they were going to go in and do surgery. Would you believe they went in, they put him under, and they're trying to position his neck before they cut him open. They were going to go in there and adjust, I believe it's his third, fourth, and fifth vertebrae. And they tried to place his neck in the appropriate position, and it was getting paralyzed. The machines were showing it. The man tried several times. And so came out and told Andrea, I can't do the surgery. Because there's a good chance if I go in, he's going to be totally paralyzed for the rest of his life. I don't think that was accident. I stopped by yesterday to see him. He walked out of the room himself. He's not here this morning because he's in pain. And I share that again to say, God cares about us. Now keep praying. They're going to go back to the doctor this week and they're going to try and do another kind of procedure. But nothing happens by accident. They hadn't even cut him up yet before they discovered the whatever. See, God is always there. Are you with me? You catch my drift? Even when you are not watching, especially when you don't know what's going on, God is putting things in place for your benefit, for my benefit, for his kids. Amen? Oh, I'm going to have to stop. Look at the time. But it's okay. I'll pick up from here next Sunday because there is so much in here. Now, here's what I want us to do on Thursday. I know we have a lot of young disciples in the house, people that have been baptized really in the last 8-9 months. On Thursday night, we're going to have a young disciple sharing devotional. Okay? I'm giving you notice. Okay? I'm giving you notice. All the young disciples, to come ready to share about what God has done for you. Because I think sometimes, you know, when we hear how God has worked in people's lives, it encourages us. Amen? It's not accident. Everything that goes on and everything God does for us. And so that's what we're going to do Thursday night. We're going to have a young Christian's devotional, a sharing time. Amen? So all you guys, you know yourself, so come ready. Amen? I'm not a young disciple. Okay, I'm 25 years old as a Christian. That's not young. Okay, I'm talking of people that have been baptized this year and, you know, the last 8-9 months. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so come ready. We'll do that Thursday night. But I hope you're encouraged this morning that God really loves you. You know, I want to end with a song that we all know. I want you to go ahead and stand up. And I especially want to... I need the help of all the young kids to really sing this out. Because they know this song. They sing it all the time. Okay? We're going to sing this song. And then we're going to have the closing prayer. Alright? This song is Jesus Loves Me. Alright? But we're going to sing it together. But I especially want to hear the kids. Alright? Amen? You guys ready? Okay, let's sing it together.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little one. him belong. There are we where he is strong. Yeah, Jesus loves me.
Sing it like you mean it.
Yeah, Jesus loves me. Yeah, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Second verse.
Jesus loves me still today, walking with me all the way, wanting as a friend to give light and love to all who live. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Amen. Well, while Richard was telling the story about, you know, about the airplane, I understood, you know, how prayer works, because I know a lot of you, including myself and my wife, who were praying for Richard's trip to go without any problems. And thanks God that we have a God that listens to us, to his children. Amen. Let's bow and let's close with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you today for allowing us to come and worship it together in different languages from different regions of the global. We thank you because no matter the way we speak, in which language, you listen to us. Thank you because we all are children of you. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be your kids. Today that we're closing the service, I pray that you help us to recharge our hearts, to clean our minds, to get us ready for tomorrow's daily work. We also ask for our politicians in Washington to come to a consensus and to do what is best for the nation. We hope and we pray that no matter what happens after Tuesday, that the elder do not suffer from the health services, that our troops are not prevented from getting their pay, and also that the unemployed do not stop to receive their checks. We ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You're dismissed.